and Voice News, your global link.
ZRA loses 3 million kwacha revenue to smuggled ethanol. LCC cautions vendors on illegal vending in hospital wards. And thousands protest against Wataha's 410 beach in Ivory Coast. Good evening. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chilopa. The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, has seized two trucks carrying 66,000 liters of smuggled ethanol with a revenue loss of 3 million kwacha. The two trucks, which entered Zambia through the Nakonde one-stop border post, were both carrying 132 packages of calcium hypochlorite each. According to ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala, inspections by ZRA officers revealed that the trucks were carrying ethanol 96% in 250-liter plastic drums, contrary to the initial declaration. Mr. Nzala said further verification of the declarations confirmed that the entries were declared with Zambia Breweries PLC as the importer and Transtra International Limited as the agent. This misclassification constitutes smuggling, violating sections 141, 149 and 159 of the Customs and Excise Act, Cap 322 of the Laws of Zambia, said Mr. Nzala in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He noted that the agent Seco Transtra International Limited's TPIN has already been suspended with a possible revocation of its operating license. Mr. Nzala revealed that the authority has commenced further investigations on the matter with potential prosecution of all parties involved. He has since encouraged taxpayers to pay their taxes and remain compliant with tax laws to avoid punitive enforcement measures, including prosecution. The Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has welcomed the announcement by the government to procure water ambulances. Recently, the Minister of Health, Elijah Muchima, announced plans to procure 14 water ambulances at the beginning of 2026 to improve healthcare access for communities living on islands and in swamp areas. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, MQHZ Director General Queen's Marble commended the move, saying this initiative will significantly enhance healthcare delivery in hard-to-reach areas, especially in rural Zambia, thereby improving access to quality healthcare services. The benefits of water ambulances are multifaceted. They can provide timely medical attention to patients in remote areas, reducing response times and improving health outcomes, said Dr. Mwabu. Dr. Mwabu stated that the absence of water ambulances in swamp areas can have severe consequences of delayed medical attention, leading to poor health outcomes. He stressed that this initiative has been long overdue as communities in these areas have been struggling to access healthcare services, worsening health disparities. Dr. Mamu has since urged the Ministry of Health to ensure the success of this initiative by prioritizing the implementation.
By navigating through waterways, these ambulances can reach communities that are inaccessible by road, in ensuring they receive necessary medical care. This can lead to a decrease in mortality rates, especially in emergency situations, and enhance the healthcare delivery by facilitating the transportation of patients to healthcare facilities.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has cautioned vendors that are illegally selling merchandise in hospital wards, particularly at the University Teaching Hospital, UTH. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says this practice is not only unacceptable but also poses serious health risks to patients, visitors and healthcare workers. Ms. Mwamba said the hospital wards are designated areas for providing medical care and treatment, and any form of commercial activity is strictly prohibited. Illegal vending in hospital wards undermines efforts to provide a conducive environment for the patient's well-being, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Mwamba said the council will enforce regulations to ensure compliance is upheld by vendors who will not keep hospital premises free from unauthorized trading. The council has urged vendors to respect health facilities' sanctity and use designated marketplaces or trading areas. Ms. Mwamba said the council will collaborate with the hospital management and law enforcement agencies to reserve hospital premises for healthcare services. Infratel Zambia has donated 2 ablution blocks to Ntasa Primary School in Kapirimposhi District at a cost of over 150,000 kwacha as part of its corporate social responsibility program. Speaking during the official handover ceremony on Friday, Infratel Chief Executive Officer Ivan Silavoy said the donation was prompted by the long-standing sanitation challenges at the school, which also hosts one of Infratel's communication towers, especially those affecting female learners. This gesture complements the government's free education policy by ensuring that learners have access to decent sanitation facilities in their place of learning, said Mr. Silavoy. Mr. Silavoy said that Infratel had received reports that some girls were staying away from school due to poor sanitary conditions, something the company is eager to change. Mr. Silavoy urged the school administration to maintain the newly constructed facilities properly, adding that Infratel would explore further areas of collaboration within the district to support community development.
Yeah, it's a very good news, and it's something that we responded immediately and said we cannot continue going to that place and providing service while people are struggling some of the very basic things that we can address without really breaking. So for us, it's a small gesture, but we are very proud to be part of it because we know it's answering one of the challenges that was in this particular area.
Speaking at the same event, Kapirimposhi District Commissioner Francis Hasamla, represented by District Agriculture Officer Rebecca Kapembwa, expressed gratitude to Infratel for the initiative. He said the improved facilities would uplift the school sanitation standards and contribute to better learning conditions. The school has faced challenges with sanitation for some time, and the district is confident that this donation will go a long way in addressing those issues, said Mr. Hasamla. He also called on other corporate partners to emulate Infratel's example by supporting the communities they operate in.
So I would like you to please, you should not get the children get married at the early stage. And from what we've seen, we've been given 2 toilets. We have one for male and one for female. And this shows that the gender issue is balancing. So the more we have the female children at this school, and the more we should have the female children at this school. And we are happy with Infratel.
In African news, thousands of Ivorians took to the streets in Abidjan, the capital of the West African nation, to protest against the exclusion of opposition leaders from the upcoming presidential election. Ivory Coast, the biggest economy of Francophone West Africa, is due to hold a presidential vote in October. Earlier this year, 4 main opposition figures, including former President Laurent Gbagbo and former Credit Suisse chief executive Tidjane Thiam, have been barred from running by the Electoral Commission. Last month, 83-year-old Ouattara announced that he would seek a 4th term. Ouattara's candidacy is contested after he changed the constitution in 2016 to remove presidential term limits. Coming up shortly, protesters in Israel intensify pressure against plan to expand Gaza war. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Metropolitan Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets across Israel to oppose the government's plan